The Giacano family had locked up the action in Orleans and Jefferson parishes back in Prohibition. Their sanction and charter came from the Chicago Commission, of course, and no other crime family ever tried to intrude upon their territory. Hence, all prostitution, fence operations, money laundering, gambling, shylocking, labor takeovers, drug trafficking, and even game poaching in South Louisiana became forever their special province. No street hustler, grifter, second-story creep, Murphy artist, dip, stall, or low-rent pimp doubted that fact either. Not unless he wanted to hear a cassette of what Tommy Figarelli, also known as Tommy Fig, Tommy Fingers, Tommy Five, had to say above the whine of an electric saw just before he was freeze-dried and hung in parts from the wood fan in his own butcher shop. That's why Sonny Boy Marsalis, who grew up in the Iberville Welfare Project when it was all white, was a kind of miracle on canal back in the 70s and early 80s. He didn't piece off his action, pimp, or deal in drugs or guns. And he told the old fat boy himself, Didone Giacano, to join Weight Watchers or the Save the Whales movement. I still remember him out there on the sidewalk, down from the old Jung Hotel, on an electric blue spring evening with the palm fronds rattling and streetcars clanging out on the neutral ground. His skin as unblemished as milk, his bronze red hair lightly oiled and combed back on the sides, always running some kind of game. Craps, high-stakes bourre, washing Jersey money out at the track, bailing out mainline recidivists licensed bondsmen wouldn't pick up by the ears with Q-tips, lending money with no vig to girls who wanted to lead the life. Actually, Sonny practiced the ethics that the mob falsely claimed for themselves. But too many girls took a greyhound out of New Orleans on Sonny's money for the Giacanos to abide Sonny's presence much longer. That's when he went south of the border, where he saw firsthand the opening of the Reagan theme park in El Salvador and Guatemala. Cleet Purcell, my old partner from Homicide in the First District, hooked up with him down there when Cleet himself was on the run from a murder beef, but would never talk about what they did together